For the past 3 years, employers who provide health benefits have been hit with double-digit increases in premium rates. This year, rates are expected to go up by 11% on average. The cost increases occur at a time when employees are more dissatisfied than ever with the managed care health plans that employers provide. That's leading some companies to experiment with new ways to provide health benefits. NPR's Patricia Naiman reports on how these plans would work and what the future might be if they catch on.
Bill George is proud of his company, one of the world's leading makers of medical devices. The Medtronic factory in Minneapolis produces batteries for cardiac pacemakers, defibrillators, and a variety of other implantable powered devices. But it's not just the high quality products that make Bill George proud. It's also the company's recent rating in Fortune magazine's list of the 100 best companies in the country to work for. One reason why, says George, programs aimed at keeping employees happy and healthy.
Medtronic offers fitness centers in all our facilities. We have low-fat food in our cafeterias. We do bag lunches to talk about diet and nutrition. We have a series of courses ranging from yoga to meditation to massage to tai chi to dance classes to try to get people thinking more about their health. We do a lot of classes and coursework on stress management and offer a lot of things over the email in the company intranet about encouraging people to take better care of their health.
Since Medtronic started these programs 7 years ago, George says healthcare costs have been better controlled. Even so, he knows there's only so much one company can do to protect itself against rising costs. And that's why he's interested in a new type of health plan called defined contribution. Under the plan, employees no longer file claims to an insurance company. Instead, each employee gets a fixed amount of money, in this case $2,000 from Medtronic, to spend as they see fit on medical care, on things like doctor visits, mammograms, medications, the things insurance typically covers. But they can also use that money to pay for things insurance typically doesn't cover: acupuncture, massage, nutrition counseling. And that's what appealed to Bob Hahn, who's worked at Medtronic for 25 years.
I liked the breadth of coverage options in the sense that I'm able to select my own physicians and healthcare delivery folks, if you will. And secondly, the program is structured so that I can make the decision to go to a particular physician. I don't have to get a referral. And that was really important to me and to my family.
And if Hahn doesn't spend the entire $2,000, what's left rolls over into next year. Bottom line, says CEO Bill George, if employees manage their own money, they'll be more conscious of the costs.
Because I think they're going to watch their costs a lot more closely, and they're going to make better decisions. Look, if you need heart surgery, the company's going to wind up paying for that anyway. But I think on the basic day-to-day costs, I think people will be much more careful about how they spend their money.
And companies should save money, says Harvard University business professor Regina Hertzlinger. She calls these new defined contribution health plans evolutionary, similar to what happened 25 years ago with pension plans.
As employers moved from giving their employees a defined benefit pension, which said, we guarantee you certain benefits when you retire, to replace it, what they gave them was a sum of money, a big menu of options, most of them of mutual funds, and said, this money is yours, you invest the money, and if you choose to leave this company, you take this with you. We're going to see a similar kind of transition in healthcare.
And similar to pension funds, greater choice means greater responsibility. For example, if you lose money in your pension due to poor investment decisions, that's your problem, and so too for healthcare funds. Just how much you lose depends on how big a deductible you choose. Medtronic does protect employees against big losses by subsidizing coverage for catastrophic illness, but deductibles are high, ranging from $1,000 to $7,000. And that's the potential risk. Princeton health economist Uwe Reinhardt says employees who pick a high deductible might foolishly consider themselves immortal and get caught in a difficult financial crunch.
Well, here you are a consumer, you think you're healthy, you take a catastrophic plan with a $7,000 deductible, and the premium to you then is very low, and you blow that money on something else. and then you have a major accident or an illness you didn't think you would have, and the bills very quickly pile up. A few days in the hospital and you're up there at $5,000-$6,000. You have to eat it. Plus, however, the $2,000 was supposed to also be for drugs and other things. So you could really get a terrible hit. There's no question.
And Reinhardt says that's exactly what employers want. He argues these new defined contribution health plans are little more than devices to shift more and more costs onto employees.
Supposing the economy is sluggish and the employers each year say, by how much will we increase this defined contribution? And the employers, I think, eventually are going to say, well, we really have to do it in step with our revenue increases.
And if company earnings are stagnant, then employers probably won't want to increase their contribution toward employee health benefits.
It is at that point, when healthcare costs continue to rise, that employees would be eating an ever larger share of their own healthcare cost.
But a recent survey by the management consultant firm Booz Allen and Hamilton found that while employers are interested in these new health plans, they're not yet willing to jump into them. Business analyst Gary Alquist.
In particular, they're concerned in a full employment economy where they're all having a hard time of it, attracting employees. Health benefits is one of the areas that helps attract employees to their firms. And so they don't want to rock the apple cart if they can at this point.
Alquist predicts the fate of these new health plans will be decided in the next few years. Employers will be watching companies like Medtronic and its 1,300 employees who so far have signed up with the new plan. For his part, Alquist expects these plans will catch on and, like managed care a decade ago, eventually become the norm. Patricia Namond, NPR News, Los Angeles.